I'm from Australia. I'm part of Group 3 of Civitella 2022. I'm going to be reading a poem called Are We 100 Years Ago? I'm just going to give a little background from the poem. It was written in 2020, 100 years after the 1918 flu pandemic. It's unknown how many Aboriginal people died during that pandemic, and mass graves have recently been found in the community of Cherbourg. Through oral stories, songs and technologies, these stories have emerged from the earth. It's important to note that at the same time as many of our people were being killed, many of our trees were being cut down at the same time. This poem honours both. Are we 100 years ago? Take me to that place where sky and ocean meet. I've been missing that place, and tonight I'll have that dream again of our shark with its fins sliced off, bleeding out. My brother died today. He was healthy. Brother survived the war, but he did not survive this. They took his body away like they'd taken all our mob away. I don't want him to wake up in a bag. I hope they spare a thought for his pride and his spirit when they bury him so he can return to his dreaming. I want to rest on his chest and breathe an answer. I want to wrap him in possum skin and keep him safe. His auntie has a song to sing him, but his auntie is refrained from singing. At dawn, bunya pines crackle and fall in the forest. Through the gaps of the tent, I see them beat Nan. She drops the rub of crushed up gum leaves she's made the children. I hear her crying and crave to join her cries. I cower. One by one, the trees fall. They may as well cut out our tongues. They approach us wearing masks, spray us with a foul-smelling liquid. They put the children on soaking wet beds and pour over cold water, hoping to freeze the disease. They give us milk, but the porridge has run out. Manager smells like whiskey, and we do not trust any of them. I dream of a butterfly following the light, following the pine trees home.